Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Frost and Nectar, Book 1. Frost, by C.N. Crawford. Narrated by Taylor Cohen and Alex Hill Knight, with a full cast.
It's a sad truth that most relationships are doomed. Once I thought mine would be the exception, that I'd found the one. That unlike most other bright loves, mine would burn forever. Andrew was a human, unlike me. I was born Fae, but I stayed as far from the rest of them as I could. Most Fae were violent, capricious, and breathtakingly arrogant. Andrew, on the other hand, made me wildflower crowns and wrote me poems about sycamore trees. His beauty drew me in first. Blue eyes flecked with gold and wavy chestnut hair. When he smiled, his lips crinkled at the corners in a way that always made me want to kiss him. Andrew's smell was like home, soap and black tea. But that wasn't what had made me fall in love. It was his kindness. When I had a long week, he made me tea or cocktails, and I'd fall asleep with my head on his chest. With Andrew, I could actually feel safe. He was a human, and I was Fae, but that never seemed to matter between us. He'd always listen to me, texted back right away, asked me about my day. He had a dachshund named Ralphie, and he drove his mom to her doctor's appointments. He truly believed that nothing was more important than love, that it should be celebrated. He told me I was his soulmate. Unlike the others of my kind, Andrew made me feel safe, secure. Together, we'd planned a future. The gist of it was this. I'd help support him paying his mortgage while he finished his MBA. Once he was earning money, we'd work on my dream, opening a cocktail bar named Chloe's, after my mom. Andrew would help me finance it. We'd live a joyous life together among the humans in a leafy suburb full of backyard barbecues and pillow forts with our kids, trips to the beach in the summer, a normal human life. Problem was, on the night of my 26th birthday, I learned it was all a lie. And that was when I stopped believing in love entirely. I gripped the bag of takeout, already salivating at the thought of chicken vindaloo and Peshwari naan. Royal Bistro made the naan deliciously buttery and the curry so hot, it made me break out in a euphoric sweat. Since it was my birthday, the manager had let me leave the bar early. I didn't have big plans. After a few hours of mixing drinks for the Friday night finance crowd, I just wanted to stuff my face and watch comedies with Andrew. As I walked along the path to our home, I breathed in the scent of chili powder, cumin, and garlic emanating from the paper bag under my arm. It was the first thing we bonded over when friends had introduced us. A lust for the hottest food possible. With a rumbling stomach, I slid my key into the lock, and I stepped into his home. My ears perked up at the sounds coming from upstairs. Andrew was clearly blaring some dirty videos, judging by the impossibly loud moaning and gasping. The really fake, high-pitched kind targeted at men. Women would catch the artifice right away. Interesting. Well, he thought he had a few hours till I got home. Let him watch whatever porn he wanted. But why would he be playing it at that volume when the condo walls were paper thin? I slipped out of my shoes. As I crossed into the kitchen, I slammed my toe into a sharp wooden chair leg.
Ow! Oh!
Scowling, I pulled the vindaloo from the bag. At that moment, I realized the porn had stopped. Andrew was embarrassed to be caught. I quirked a smile at the thought. Surely he must know I didn't care.
Hello? I don't think it's anything. All right. Yeah.
Was he talking to someone else? Now my heart was hammering. Hardly aware of the hot tub of curry in my hand, I tiptoed up the stairs. Dread gripped my heart. I reached the bedroom and found the door slightly cracked. Very carefully, I pushed it open. My stomach clenched so hard I nearly vomited. Andrew was lying in the middle of the bed, his limbs intimately entwined with those of a blonde woman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?